everybody for the prayers and just a wonderful service tonight, just for being here this hour. We just thank you and praise the name of Jesus Christ. What a great blessing it is to be here on Wednesday night and to hear these testimonies and be with God's people and just experience God's presence in our life. It's so great, and I just want to thank you, and thank you for this church and the power through prayer. That's where the power of this church is at, is through prayer. And it's not the least that we can do, it's the most that we can do, is pray. And we just thank the Lord that he answers prayer according to his name and according that it might be glorified his name. And we thank him for this. So many people that's going through so many tragedies tonight. We want to go to the book of Job for a little while tonight. I feel overwhelmed to be in the book of Job. The book of Job tells us about suffering. And I just, so many people having so many problems this day. And God, we know we've been in prayer, teaching on prayer now for several weeks. And we just get away a little bit here and just find out about prayer. But I also like to mention about answered prayer. I know that Ben Glosson was in, down in Mexico. We weren't supposed to go with him. I didn't get a chance to go. But the orphanage, you carry a lot of beans and rice and supplies down for the orphanage. And they had 35 when I was there last. Now they got 135 children. The families had abandoned them. And when they drove up to their compound on this side of the border, they had 10 cups of rice, and I mean, it takes 10 cups of rice and 14 cups of beans to feed them children for one meal. They have no support whatsoever. That lady that runs the orphanage, she just prays all the time that someone, and so far the kids still have something to eat, but they was down to one cup of rice and three cups of beans for Brother Ben grew up with several thousand pounds of beans and rice. And she said, I was praying, and that's just the way that God answers prayer. It's just that way. God answers prayer, and I just appreciate God in a special way tonight that he does answer our prayer. And even sometimes we might not realize how he does it, but he does answer our prayer. But I'd like to go to a little different scene tonight. In the book of Job, we have so much tragedy, as we mentioned, the Roland family and the Dixon family. As I was studying this book of Job at that time, I hadn't heard about them, but I had heard about these five children that was burnt to death in that home and other the family members. And it made me just think about old Job. You know, Job, he had more than five. He had 10. And all of his children was destroyed at one time and died at one time. Job was a very wealthy man. He was a very healthy man. He had a great family, and he really was, they call a perfect man, the Word of God says. But Job was a man that really tried to serve the Lord. When all this was taken away, Job had a right smart of money. He was a very wealthy man. He was really a test case for all of us. We know when God takes things away from us, is God enough? When we have our money, we have our health, we have our family, we have our home, we have all this. But what if God takes all that away from us and you don't have that? What if God would take away five of your children at one time, and your job, and your house, and your health? Then is God enough? So that's the question I like to ask you tonight. Is God enough when sickness comes, darkness falls, sorrow comes? Is God enough? Well, Job in his life really answered this, because he's a test case for us all. And Job went through a test, and he didn't even know himself why he was being tested. You and I do, because we have the written Word of God. But he did not know. He had all this. And we find out in Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 for just a moment. And if you keep your Bibles open, the book of Job, that's the book just before you get to Psalms. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was a perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That means shun evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His subject also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Let us go again, Lord, of prayer. Father, again, we just want to thank you, Lord, for thy word. Father, just to show us, O God, the darkness falls, that we can still worship you. even a time of sorrow and difficulties, as we look into the Word of God and see how this man Job still worshiped you, Father. And we just want to thank you, God, that we might draw strength from your Word, Lord. It's so mighty and so powerful in the living Word of God. Again, Father, we've already prayed for those on our prayer list and our prayer box, and we continue to pray for them, Lord, that your name might be glorified, even when we don't even know what to ask for, in their sickness and death and difficulties that people might have to face this hour and upcoming hours. Father, we pray that you might give us illumination light, O God, the night of your word. Father, that you might feed, O God, feed us, God, on that word. Father, that bread of life, that we may understand, Lord, that you're with us. And we want to thank you, Lord, for your presence every day, that you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for your promises in the holy word of God. Again, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. We find in this book of Job now that he lost this stuff. Is God enough when you lose the things of your life? And he lost his physical comfort that he had, his home. You know, he lost his loved ones, 10 of his children. He lost his health. He lost his wealth. He lost the understanding of his wife. He lost his friendship. He lost his self-worth. He's lost his sense of God's justice in his life, and also the sense of God's love. Then is God enough when God strips us bare? When God takes away everything that we have, is God enough? Yes, a lot of times we say, yeah, I'm getting along good. God's really blessed me. But what if he takes it away from us? Job was able to say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just wondered if we'd be able to say the words that old Job says. And we find in these verses of Scripture, 6 through 12, now as I'm going to read what happened to Job. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence there comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has there not made a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance has increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. We find out all these things. Satan says, now, does Job fear God for naught? He challenges, here it is, the devil challenges God, and he throws this out to God. Lord, you blessing Job, and that is the why you blessed him so much, and that is why that he is serving you. Have you considered my servant Job, that the Lord says? Have you really looked at him? Well, he was very, very proud of Job, the Lord was. Now, Pleasant Hill, would you like to be that person to be used to bring glory and to discomfort to the devil himself? He said, now, have you considered my son Job? Could that be said about one of us tonight? Could that be said about all of us tonight? Have you considered and put your name in that place where God says Job was a man that he was a perfect, that means a mature man that done everything that God had told him to do? But the devil says Job is a hireling. He serves you because of what he's got. What he's got. You have put a hedge around him. He's wealthy, healthy, he has money, he has joy, big family. He says, take it away and he will curse thee to thy face. He says, go ahead, Satan, you might strip him if you want to, but you can't mess with his soul. And see if God is enough. And you know what happened to Job? All at one time in this chapter, he lost all 10 of his children. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost everything at one time. God stripped him away. Do you love God for what he does for you, or do you love God? You think about this tonight. I like that song that we sing. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I have a roof above me, a good place to sleep. I got food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Can you see that tonight? But what if God takes that away? What if God takes that away? He took it away from Job. Then I want to ask you, is God enough? I love the Lord because. A lot of us have this, I love the Lord because. We might not be aware of it, but it's a threatening thing if we love the Lord because what we have, what God's done for us. Thank you for that song. It's very meaningful. We have because this is a type of love. But this can be threatening. This type of love can be threatening if we love the Lord because He gives us what it. Can we say, Lord, bless you have blessed me beyond anybody? I tell you, Lord's blessed me more than anybody else, the way I feel. Can you feel that way tonight? The Lord has blessed you so much. Well, what if He takes that away, the things that I want to thank Him for, as I just named out? What if He takes it away? Is God enough when I don't have health, when I don't have my family? I don't have any money. I don't have a place to stay. And destitute. What if God takes that away? You know, God could take that away from us. Then would God be enough? You know, we have this because type of love so much. You know, wife and husband, you know, husband said, boy, you're a good cook and you're beautiful. She said, well, you're strong and you're handsome and you're rich. Well, what if that's taken away? Is God enough? Honey, I love you because you got a fine figure, husbands. And then Mother Nature and old Father Time goes to work on her, and after a while she develops a Supreme Court figure. You know what that is, don't you? No appeal. Do you still love her? Men, do you still love her? See, when he strips away the because type of love, you have, a lot of us have this type of love towards God because we love Him because of what He gives us. But do you love Him, you know, is He enough or the other stuff will be stripped away? I want you to think about these families this hour with the death in their families. Is God enough? You think about that family down in Florida that's got five of their children. Is God enough? They're suffering. And their sickness, is God enough? Is God enough when you are submerged in suffering? Is my first point. Is God enough? As I said, Job had three daughters and seven sons, wealthy, stock market, this disease, and you know, then he is touched personally, and his touch there was a possession, and his touch was a position. And then his friends begin to say, I wonder what Job has done that God is judging him so. A lot of people look at the tragedy and look at what God is, must be judging them. In the time of the book of Job and this early days, that's the way people looked on it. If God is, you got a lot of blessings. I mean, if you're a wealthy person, health, that you really must be really serving the Lord. But then if this is took away from you, you must be done something bad. You must be sinned real bad, something done something very bad. They didn't understand. They didn't understand. But what if God takes all this away? Same today. We have so many people that think they got to serve God because, you know, the TV glory boys and joy boys, I call them. They say God wants you to be healthy, wealthy, and you know, the formula, if you follow this, you know that all will be glory all the way. But I'm going to tell you what, that's not true. All honey, no bees, that's not true. Name it and claim it, that's not true. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, a whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter of these different people of faith. It names a lot of them. And then in this chapter, verse 32, and verse on down through 34, let me read this. And what say I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Samson, Jephthah, David, also of Samuel, and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fighting, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. All these great men, by faith, they done this. They done everything of this. By faith, they subdued kingdoms. Hallelujah. They wrought righteousness. Praise the Lord. They obtained promises. Amen. Stopped the mouth of the lions. Glory. Quenched the fire. Marvelous. Escaped the sword. Beautiful. Amen. We're on shouting grounds. And then the next verse. The women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockery and scourging, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonment. Others did not escape this. How about the others? All these people was of faith, every one of them, but there's others. Some had faith to escape, and others had faith to endure. You know, faith to be healed, but others had faith to die. The suffering today. The Lord may heal you through miracles or through a medicine. But the Lord do heal. You have enough of faith to be healed. I don't believe a person in here don't have enough of faith to be healed. I got enough of faith to be healed. I can tell you that right now because I don't want to be sick. But do you have enough of faith? If God says, I'm not going to heal you, to bring greater glory to his name. He says, and others. Some weren't healed. Some had to go through because they brought greater glory to the name of the Lord. Faith to endure. Faith to be put to death. The three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace. Oh, King, you might throw us in there, but we're not going to bow. The Lord will be with us, and we won't burn. But if not, he says, but if not, the Lord is going to be with us one way or the other. Was God enough? Job says, though he may slay me, yet I will trust him. Some people think because we're saved, we got a ticket to glory without any trouble. I'm going to tell you that's just not true. Just because we're saved, it don't mean we're not going to go through some problems and trials and tribulations on this earth. Psalm 73:2 said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the days long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Oh, it said the psalmist, I'm right in the will of the Lord. I won't have any more trouble. But then he says, it's not working. As a lot of people, as they say, well, I'll just come and I'll walk down the aisle of a church and I'll go through this and I'll just accept Jesus Christ and then I won't have to worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. And then they find out where the war really begins when you get saved. And then they say, you know what, it's not working. I'm in problems. I'm in trouble. More than I had before, it's not working. Is God enough? Is God enough when you're forsaken by your friends? You know, Job needed comfort. You know what he got? Criticism from his friends. When we hurt, we need comfort, not criticism with our friends. In chapter 19 and verse 14, my kinfolks have failed. My familiar friends have forgotten me. All my inward or close friends detest me. And they whom I loveth are turned against me. You know, I thank the Lord for friends. They'll stick closer to a brother. Thank you, Lord, that he gave us friends. Friends we have here. But what if friends fails us, as Job's friends did, and they turn their back, has God enough? You know, I think all of us like to hear, I love you. I love you. I know it's certainly nice to me to hear, Pastor, I love you. Thank you. But what if our friends forsakes us? Is God enough? I know it hurt Jesus when his friend forsaken him. Oh, Judas was with him all those years. All those years. You know that Job's wife forsaken him. It says in Psalms, it tells about old Judas forsaking Jesus Christ in Psalms 55:12. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have bore it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man of my equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company, as Jesus and Judas did. And yet he betrayed him. Yet he said, we took sweet counsel together. You know, I'm surrounded with friends tonight. I really believe that. Aren't you glad that you're surrounded with friends? But what if you was taken out of this friendship we have right here tonight, as a lot of young people are, and carried off to a foreign country in war we're going through right now, and you put in there over an enemy territory as they are each day? Well, we don't have the surrounding that we have right here with the friends and the comfort of serving God, and they're off in a foreign country. Is God enough? Is God enough? Sometimes whenever we're draped in darkness and we can't understand, is God enough? You know, Job had to say why. He did not know. But Job says, I deserve to know. Is God enough to know when you don't know? Well, there's three things that Job had to learn, and me and you have to learn the same thing if we go through these things. One of these is the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. Job in chapter 38, 1 through 6. Then the Lord answered Job, and Job says, I don't want to know why, God, I'm going through this. And the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this, that dark counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare it if thou have understanding. Who have laid the measurement thereof? If thou knowest, or who have stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundation thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Job said, well, tell me, God. He said, then he's going to ask him, where were you at, Job, when I laid the foundation of this old world? And I owe you an explanation. And I owe you understanding. Job thought he deserved that, but he understood one thing, that God revealed his sovereignty to him, that he was not worthy of knowing. He couldn't understand it anyway. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Job, you just don't know, don't understand, and you don't have to. But then he learned the sympathy of God. In Job 42, the last chapter in verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job, and when he had prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. After all of his over with, he found the sympathy of God. Then he found out that God was sufficient enough to carry out everything he had promised him. And then it says in verse 12, the Lord blasted the latter end of Job more than the beginning, of all the animals and everything that he had. And then verse 13 said, then God gave him 7 more sons and 3 more daughters at the end. And it said that the Lord gave him twice as much. Well, 7 sons and 3 daughters, what he had to start with. That ain't twice as many. He gave him twice as many animals, but he didn't. How about the sons and their daughters? Only 7 sons and 3 daughters. The same thing he started out with. But God said, I'm going to give you twice as many. You know why? He did give him twice as many. Because it said those first 7, they honored God and they sacrificed to the Lord. He had 10 up there and he had 10 down here. You see, it's because death, it don't mean it's going to take away your love for your children, as I thought about this tonight. It don't take away your love from your children, because he had twice as many. Romans 8 and 18 also said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Psalms 37 and 4 said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Then, O Job, when he understood that the sovereignty of God and sympathy of God and the sufficiency of God, back to Job chapter 1 and verse 21, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the Lord gave. That's the gift. The Lord taketh away. That's the grief. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the glory. You see, when Job looked back, he saw the gift. When he looked out, he saw the grief. But man, when he looked up, he saw the glory. And at that time, God was enough. The Lord giveth. That is a gift. Whatever you have, life, health, strength, family, whatever, that's the gift. But I want to tell you, the Lord give it. But the Lord take it away, there's grief in that. But then can you say at the end of that verse, blessed be the name of the Lord, because that's glory. Can you say that when all this happens to us, if it ever does, when it all snatched away, blessed be the name of the Lord. I just wonder maybe tonight, I know we're running long tonight. Miss Dorothy, I just wonder if you would just maybe just come play any song that you feel led to play. And I just wonder if anybody here tonight might just want to get up out of the pews, might want to come, and they might want to kneel down this altar and have a prayer. Or you might want to go to someone and say, I love you. You might want to tell them that you're praying for them. You might want to just hug their necks. And as she begins to play this song, I'd like for us to stand at this time, and whatever God has put on your heart this hour, I'd like for you to do as we stand up as she begins to play the song for just a moment. If you've been led to come